Hey y'all, what's up? I'm Simone Rose, and you're listening to the Notebooks and Coffee podcast, where we talk about real life and your mental health. As you know, I'm not a licensed therapist. However, each week I get on here and I share my stories with you all in hopes that I can encourage at least one of you to share yours. That being said, grab your cups and let's talk about it. So I wanted to dig a little bit into what it is to be an overthinker and some ways to help you overcome your inner thoughts, like when you start to overthink and start to doubt yourself. I know for me, I overthink a lot, and my overthinking causes me to not push myself to do things that I know I'm very capable of, and my overthinking stops me from moving forward sometimes and pursuing my dreams and what I really want to do. I was talking to a friend last night, and we were having a conversation, and I told him, so I just bought a Jeep Wrangler. If you know me, you know I've always wanted a Jeep Wrangler. It's my dream car. So I bought it as an early birthday gift to myself. My birthday is next week, actually, but I bought the Jeep as an early gift to myself, and I was debating on whether or not I wanted to get a spare tire cover for the wheel that's on the back of the Jeep, or if I wanted to leave it naked. And I went back and forth about, one, whether or not I was going to get the spare tire cover at all. And then two, if I did get the spare tire cover, what it would be. Initially I wanted it to be something cute, something fun. And then I was like, okay, no, I don't want to do that. I should get my podcast logo and put it on the back of the truck. So my mind said, do that. Like, it works for branding, and it'll really put you out there more than what you are now. Like, people will see you driving and see the back of your truck and then automatically, like, go look at the podcast or, like, look up the Instagram and see what Notebooks and Coffee was about. That was my initial thought. Like, I was like, this is great. I can do this for branding. I can do this to bring awareness to mental health and situations that people are afraid to talk about, which is the whole purpose I started the podcast in the first place. Sounds great, right? But I sat too long, and in me sitting too long, I started to overthink everything. And as I started to overthink everything that I had said that was a positive for me getting this particular spare wheel tire cover for the Jeep, I talked myself out of it. I was like, ooh, so if I get the tire cover, it's going to have my face on it. So if you've been listening to the show and you pay attention to the logo is me. The logo looks exactly like me. Like, black. I think my glasses are a different color. The glasses on the logo itself are like brown, and now my glasses are like this cute, clear rose pink color. But that's the only difference. Like, the feather tattoo is still on my arm. My locks are always up in a bun. So I was like, people are going to see that and know that it's me. And initially, that's what I wanted. And I was like, okay, people are going to see that and know that it's me. And then what if somebody, like, follows me to where I live, or, like, I didn't want everybody to know it was me, like, in the truck. I literally talked myself out of getting this cover. Mind you, I had already talked to somebody that makes them. I went on Etsy, and I had already talked to the person who does the custom tires and was like, this is what I want. And he was like, okay, great. Send me over everything that you want, like, font-wise, and we can get it on there. And I talked myself out of it. But I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday, and he was like, that's what you want. You want to grow. You want people to know who you are. Yeah, I was like, people know me. Like, my friends and family know me. He was like, but you want your listeners to be able to know like who you are. You want to bring awareness to your podcast and people that haven't heard of it, that may be going through something and need to hear one of your episodes. And I was like, well, yeah, that's the point. But still, like, I don't want everybody to know it's me. If I'm at Giant grocery shopping, I didn't want people to know me. He was like, but that backwards. You have a whole podcast detailing your entire life and everybody knows your business, but you don't want people to know who you are. That makes no sense. And he told me, he was like, you're overthinking it. You're really overthinking it. And it was the same conversation we had in terms of me and my YouTube channel. I was excited about it. I had talked about it and I had talked myself up like, okay, this is going to be great. People are going to be able to put a face with the name and like see all of my crazy ass facial expressions when I'm talking about these stories or like giving these affirmations or giving out advice on what has helped me, what hasn't helped me. And then I got sick. I got sick with the flu and it was just like, okay, I can't literally be on camera feeling the way that I feel because I wasn't in that space. So he was like, okay, so now that, you know, the flu is out of your system, what's going to be your excuse next week? And I was like, I really don't have one now, but I'm afraid of how I look on camera. And he was like, really? And I was like, yeah, I mean, I'll take pictures here and there, but like, I've never really cared for myself in videos, mind you. And I talked to my best friend and he kind of like, he didn't yell at me today, but he kind of fussed me out a little bit because he was like, you've been in a movie. Like, people have already seen who you are. And I was like, yeah, but being in the movie, I was an extra in the movie. So I didn't have any lines, but I was on camera. And he was like, so? Like, people still saw you. Like, you've had events where you talked about mental health in front of people. And he was just like, you talk yourself out of everything that you know you can do. You're very capable of it. Of doing what you set out to do. So I say all of that to say, get out of your own head. Get out of your head. Get out of your way. Stop overthinking and just do it. And I've been looking up different affirmations for people like me who will be dead set on doing one thing and then overthinking kind of comes in and takes over, and now you're in this place where you're like, well, damn, can I really do this? Or is it really like this? Or maybe I shouldn't, when the reality of it is, like, if you do it and just push yourself forward, like, things could be really good for you. So the first affirmation is definitely something that I need to do, is recognize that I can't control anything in my past. The only thing I control is that moment. We all like to think that we can control the future. And I'm realizing that we cannot. We can make plans for the future, but ultimately whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And every day is not going to be a good day. And understanding that has put me in a different headspace, and realizing that I only have control over the current moment. I can set a place and plan, like, this is what I want to do. But if I'm not doing anything in that current moment to move towards that plan, I'm always going to be stuck. The second affirmation is, you have the power to conquer any challenges that anxiety gives you. And what that means is you control you. You control your emotions to a certain extent. So you have the power to say, I'm not going to let this make me anxious, or I'm going to work on this so that the next time this happens or something similar happens, I know how to manage my anxiety better. You guys know I suffer with anxiety like crazy. I fidget a lot. I still fidget. I remember talking about in a previous episode where I was just like, I'll let you know how things are going with my anxiety. So some days it's really good, some days not so much. I still fidget quite often. I feel like I've managed my eating habits when it comes to my anxiety. I more so just fidget really, really bad. And I'm working on it. It's going to take some time for me to like get out of that fidgeting stage. And then also not wanting to know everything. That's still kind of big on my list. I'm getting better at it, but at the same time, I'm learning that I don't necessarily need to know everything, because sometimes the more you know, the more anxious you get. And if you're trying to cope with anxiety or trying to get past anxiety, sometimes knowing everything is not the best route to go. The third affirmation that I found was, I've given today my best and tomorrow is a new day. And I heard that, and what that simply means to me is, today was what it was. It's going to be what it's going to be. Tomorrow was a new day. I have the opportunity to move differently tomorrow. I have the opportunity to make different choices tomorrow. But with tomorrow being a new day, I can't hold on to something that happened today. I can't overthink or overanalyze something that happened 2 or 3 days ago. I've given all that I can give to those days in the past. I've given all that I can give to today. Tomorrow, it's up to me to go out and give everything that I have for tomorrow. Live in the current moments. And the last affirmation I found sticks out to me the most, honestly, which is, I love myself and my thoughts are not always my reality. So being an overthinker, you tend to think of everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, the indifferent. And in overthinking and letting my thoughts kind of provoke my reality, there are times where it's difficult to genuinely love me because I've let my thoughts get in the way. I've let my thoughts, I don't know the word that I want to use. I've let my thoughts kind of get the best of me in ways that could possibly affect my mental negatively. I've let my thoughts get me to a point where some days I'm no longer encouraged to do certain things, or I feel like I'm going backwards due to all of the thoughts in my head. And I realized that not just last night, because I've always known that I was an overthinker, but it wasn't until like I talked to someone who pretty much told me, get out of your head. The only person that is stopping you from growing is you. The only person that is stopping you from doing whatever it is that you want to do is you. If you continue to live by the what ifs or maybes, you never get to where you want to be. He said to me, if was a fifth, we'd all be drunk. And I thought about that all night. Like literally thinking, I say what if all the time. What if this happens? What if this doesn't happen? What if? And when he said that, if was a fifth, we'd all be drunk, I was like, I'd low-key be alcoholic as much as I use what if. So I'm moving forward. I want to get out of my own way, get out of my head, and be who I really want to be. Like, I'm really going to focus on getting this channel together, because it's something that I really want to do. Am I nervous? Hell yeah. But it's something that I really want to do. And I feel like I've talked about it for too long. And if I keep saying what if, I'm never going to reach my full potential. I have ordered the tire cover. And I'm excited to see what it's going to look like on the back of the truck. So seeing my logo for the first time was a different experience in itself. Because I was like, that is me as a cartoon. And it was the cutest thing like I had ever seen. And it took me a minute to get used to seeing it on the different platforms. But like to actually walk outside and see my face on the back of a vehicle is going to be different. And it's going to take some adjusting. But because of the direction that I want to go in, I'm going to do it. So if you are like me and you overthink things, I encourage you to use these affirmations. They are, again, recognize that you cannot control the past. You can only control the moment. You have the power to conquer any challenges that may give you anxiety or any challenges that anxiety gives you. I've given today my best and tomorrow is a new day. And I love myself. My thoughts are not always my reality. That's all I have for y'all this week. I'll catch y'all later.